Medicaid is the state-federal partnership that helps the poor and disabled pay for medical care. Now, a new copay will require some parents of disabled children to pay out of pocket for services.
Many of the families who are receiving this care have the ability to pay their fair share.
That's Carrie Miller, a spokesperson for the Department of Public Welfare. The copay begins in October for families new to the system and next month for those already enrolled. Families earning 200% above the federal poverty level with a child on Medicaid because of a disability will be required to pay a copay for services. The copay will vary depending on a family's income, and there is a 5% cap.
If you have a family who makes $100,000 a year, they're going to have a $5,000 annual for copayment, okay? So here are families who are making $100,000 a year currently are not paying anything at all.
There are 48,000 families who receive Medicaid services with a disabled child. Miller says about 80% of those families have incomes 200% above the poverty level. Connell O'Brien, a children's policy specialist at the Pennsylvania Community Providers Association, says basing it on gross family income isn't fair because parents of a disabled child tend to have higher costs for everyday necessities such as transportation. He also fears parents may be inclined to shift the cost of these services into school districts. But mostly, he has concerns about how the copay process itself will work.
We've worked very hard in Pennsylvania to move a lot of behavioral health services into the home, into schools, into the community, where a mental health professional or a staff person is delivering care. They're not equipped like my doctor's office is to have a person, an administrative support person at the front desk to charge me the copay, collect the money. It would have to be done in the classroom, in the cafeteria, in the living room, by the person who's delivering the care, not by somebody who's trained to handle cash management.
Jim Bowder and his wife make just under $100,000 a year. They have two sons, one of whom, Donovan, is severely autistic. Bowder says losing 5% of their income, for them $430 a month, will require some sacrifices. But what concerns him the most is how this will affect their son's future.
Donovan has a lifelong condition. And the only way that we can make sure that he's well taken care of, we are too old to continue caring for him, is to start putting money aside in a disability trust so that, you know, he's assured of having the support that he needs when we're gone.
While the Bowders don't plan to cut any of their son's care, Connell O'Brien at the Pennsylvania Community Providers Association says as the program progresses and other expenses arise for parents, some of them might forego care.
We do know just from other healthcare research that when a family or an individual has to pay out of pocket, they begin to self-ration healthcare services.
The Department of Public Welfare says these Medicaid services cost taxpayers approximately $700 million a year. By initiating this copay, the state will save $5 million. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.